So we will make big mistakes when we say, oh wow, now God is present. Because when he is present, he shows he's around. Similar in your life, God can be present in twofold. He can be present in the Shekinah fold. How will you know that the Shekinah is around you? You will feel like praying. You will feel like fasting. Because the Shekinah, it is what ignites the panim. Yes. You will feel like you want to worship. You will feel conviction. There's a conviction in the spirit. And that shows the Shekinah, God's presence is around. And you feel that. And when you are missing the Shekinah, you also feel distant. You feel like I'm missing something. Because the Shekinah is so much, you can't miss. Am I talking to somebody right?
Yes.
You can't actually miss it. You just know that he is present. When we are worshiping in church or when you were alone, you can feel the presence, and that's the Shekinah. It goes further. When men of God are praying for people, people can fall. That falling is not the panim. The falling is just to tell you that I'm around. That is the Shekinah, the presence. That's why you see people being touched, falling under the power, and they wake up and they're still having the problem. God is just trying to show you I'm around. If you do something right, I can do it. So never be bit out. Oh, I told you that before. One of my pastors came and said, my father, oh, when I'm moving around and people are falling under the power, God was moving and people are falling under the power. I said, how many were healed? Because people, they don't understand this part. The falling of people moving, it is God is saying, I'm here. God is saying, I'm here. When I'm praying alone, I feel vibrations in my body. Several times I've prayed and I found myself on the floor and I didn't even understand how I got there. And I woke up like, did I just fall? Yeah. You had fallen. That's the Shekinah. God confirming I'm around. I'm not talking to somebody. But his availability is not his workability. So God says in 33, God says, my presence will go with you. And I will. The word will is a future tense. It's not saying I have. I will. Meaning that God will go with them. If they do it now, they won't win. But this presence is being given a specific moment and time. I will. My presence will go with, and I will do what? My presence will go with you and I will. So there is will. And all these are future. I will go with you and I will give you. I'll give you rest. The word rest there comes from the Hebrew word victory. When you check in the Good News, just go in the Good News translation. What does it say? It says, the Lord said, I'll go with you and I'll give you victory. Come on, somebody. Somebody, look at your neighbor and say, are you here? Are you ready for the presence to go with you? Are you ready for the victory? So, can you imagine that if they will go without God's presence, this type of presence? Now, can you imagine there's a conversation? Are you getting it? Can you stand up over here? Can you imagine he is here? So, Now, if he's here, is he present? Yes. Thank you. So Moses is talking with God. The God says, I will go with you. But he's already what? Present. But this presence is the Shekinah and not the Panim. Now watch there. Let's go on reading. And then the Bible says what?
The Lord said, I will go with you and I will give you victory.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Moses replied, if you do not go with us, don't make us leave this place.
Now stop there. Now, so Moses, he's saying, now, can you imagine that God is with Moses, and Moses says, if you not go with us. And yet he's there. Meaning I can go with God into the battlefield and lose, because I just went with the Shekinah. But then there is this presence that it says, I will give you victory. God, when God was showing him what's going to be happening, he said, you are entering a season where my presence, understand this, I'm not preaching to you. I am telling you what is in the realm of the spirit. This is not the preaching. It's a protocol. God is activating his heavens. Not just to be with us, but to rise for us. Not just to be with us, but to release healing of us. You may be seated. Now, let me give you examples of moments when God's panim was with the people and what happened to them. So with Moses, God will give him what? Victory. Yet, with Isaac, God will give him prosperity. He says, my presence will be with you. So God was with Isaac and gave him money. When panim came upon Isaac, the problem is you are not getting it. This is what we have people speaking in tongues and they're broke. Because all they're operating at, it is under Shekinah. We have people fasting, doing everything right, doing everything, and God's presence is with them. But what's happening with them? Nothing to show. Why? Because the presence has not yet been activated. This is why the presence was in Timothy, but it was just in a Shekinah form. Until Paul wrote a letter and says, stir up. Activate. From just somebody, some here. In the book of Genesis 26, from verse 12 to 13, the Bible reads, it says,
then Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. The man began to prosper and continued prospering until he became very prosperous.
Go back in the same verse 12, all right? I want you to see something here.
Verse 12. Then Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him.
Do you know why? Do you know why? Well, do you know what happened? Now, in King James Version, it says, and the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. In NIV, it says, and I'll show the secret where it's coming from. The man became rich. Come on, somebody say, the man became rich.
The man became rich.
And his wealth continued to grow until he became very wealthy. Do you know why? In verse 3, there is an answer. Or the same chapter, verse 3, there is an answer. Panim. Stay in this land for a while, and I will be with you. That word, the I will be with you, is the word panim. My presence will be with you when God is with you for action. When an anointing comes upon you to prosper you. With Moses, he did not want prosperity. He needed what? Victory. And the Lord says, my presence will give you the victory you're looking for. Yes. With Isaac, the presence came to make him rich. So we have people who are praying, God bless me, God bless me. And they're still remaining like that. Because they're still operating just on the Shekinah. Rakaba shakara manderika rukapata rabashika. Time to give now. Can we give to God? Shakaba baba. It's time to give. Who gonna give $100? Rikaba baba. You with all nice tongues like that. How many are ready to enter the panim? How many are ready to say, you know what? I need to see this move of God change my entire life. Do you understand that Jesus was in the house? And everybody was there? And his presence was the Shekinah. Are you there? His presence was what? He was there. He would actually move like this. And there'll be other people who pass them by. And do they say, Son of David, have, and he passed already the person. He was moving in Israel, and there were still people who were dying and they were being buried, and others were resurrecting when they say, we need a miracle. So God can be in your house. God can be in your heart and have a problem. He was present when Peter was walking on the water. That was the panim. And he was also present when Peter changed the panim into just the Shekinah, and he began to sink. Where was Jesus? He was right there. So you can either operate in the Shekinah or panim. But God wants you to move beyond just his presence, the Shekinah. Because the Shekinah will make you pray. The Shekinah will say repent. The Shekinah will encourage you. In Romans 15 verse 13, just go over there.
Romans 15 verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him.
So that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
So who's the Holy Ghost? In John 14 says, I will send him, he shall be with you. It's good I go so that I send him to be with you. So the Holy Ghost is the Shekinah. It is the presence of God here on earth. Am I talking to you? Yes, the reason you have hope, the reason you have got peace is the Shekinah. Some of you have got bills, debts, financial, big problems, but you are at peace. Because the Shekinah is with you. So that you may overflow with the hope by the Holy Ghost. The hope you have, it is because the Holy Ghost is inside of you. That's the Shekinah. So you have this hope. Why? Because God is just waiting you now to take one step further and activate the panim. So God was with Moses. But then God says, now I will be with you. But we thought you were with us all this journey. Are you here, somebody? Where was God? I thought God was with them. But he says, I will be with you. And the season we're entering right now is very sensitive.
Yes.
And I'm not here to preach to somebody. And this message, unfortunately, is not for the masses. It is for those who catch the revelation. God is in the room, but not everyone will benefit. Somebody shout panim.
Panim.
Say it again. Say panim.
Panim.
Let me finish with these words. Let's go into one more scripture. Let's go to Genesis 39, verse 2 to 3.
Genesis 39, verse 2. The Lord was with Joseph.
Stop there. Stop there. The presence of God was with who?
Joseph.
How many God is with them right here? Everybody will say, God is with me. In fact, the coming of Jesus, do you know what it means? Emmanuel. Do you know the meaning of Emmanuel? Wait. Do you know the meaning of Emmanuel? Do you know how many names Jesus has? He has got two names. Jesus, which is the Shekinah. Emmanuel, which is the panim. You didn't hear me. So Emmanuel, God is with us.
Are you here, Sabado? You're not even here.
So God, speak to your neighbor. God is with you.
God is with you.
It's a sign. The reason your sins are forgiven. It's a stamp. God is with you. So now get this. Just get this. Revelation. When we pray in the name of Jesus. Because it brings God's presence. But it is our faith that takes us to a level of Emmanuel. Have you noticed that most people, they don't even mention the word Emmanuel? Have you noticed that most people don't, yet it's the name of Jesus? And when he said, in my name, he didn't just say the name of Jesus. Emmanuel is also his name. So people think Emmanuel is a baby name. Like a child, his name is Emmanuel. Emmanuel is also his name. But have you noticed that nobody will say about that Emmanuel, like, it looks so absurd to say the name of Emmanuel. You get it?
Yes.
But do you know that this name was given by an angel?
Yes.
Do you know it's an angel who came and said, and his name shall be Emmanuel. And Isaiah took the message and delivered. I said, his name shall be Emmanuel.
Amen.
In the New Testament, he was also called Emmanuel.
Amen.
Jesus. So we don't want you to have Jesus and remain broke. Ah, you see, even how you're answering.
Yes.
We don't want you to have Jesus and remain sick. We don't want you to have Jesus and remain with the demonic activity happening around you.
Uh-huh.
You are entering a protocol in the realm of the Spirit.
Uh-huh.
Where his presence will mean your deliverance. His presence will mean your healing. And his presence will mean your prayers being answered right in front of you. We stand and activate.
Yes.
We release our faith.
Yes.
Now, let's go ahead with the scripture. Then the Bible says,
the Lord was with Joseph. The Lord was with Joseph. And he was a successful man.
Stop there. Period. Straightforward. Why was Joseph successful?
The Lord was with him.
Panim. The man, if he wants to come with up an idea, the idea would be successful. Now imagine you have had how many ideas? How many plans? The Bible says, and God was with him, and he became successful. Don't you need God's presence? Don't you need this type of anointing? The man was an economist. He turned around the economy of Egypt. All those advice he was giving. And the Bible speaks of how he changed the whole agriculture sector of Egypt. The Bible says God was behind. There was a panim. The Bible speaks of how Isaac harvested 100-fold from the same farm using modern technology. The man had put up an irrigation during drought. All those ideas, the Bible says God was behind it. There was a panim. Anyone trying to do something from tonight?
Yes.
I see the panim protocol.
I receive.
Do you know how many God's people died when God was right there? Do you know King Saul died, yet the anointing was on him? To an extent that when he died, One person took a sword and went to David and they said, I'm the one who killed you, Saul. He said, what did you just do? The man, he said, I was moving up and I saw there are people who killed. Now listen, get this. The man brought the bad news of the funeral of Saul. He said he was passing and he saw Saul dead. So he took the sword and he said, I found him and this is his sword. There were two people. One brought a bad news and one killed him. Are you understanding? The one who killed him is not the one who brought the news. The one who killed him was not even available. But are you seeing how anointed the men of God are? That just by you bringing a bad news of a man of God, you are also killed. You didn't hear me. They said, "You, how can you bring such a news to us? That a man of God has died. You also deserve to die." Somebody say, I'm very powerful. Now, let's just listen to this. But this man was anointed, but he died in the anointing because the anointing was passive and not active. I have seen so many people who are anointed, but every battle the enemy rises against them, they lose. Even a small demon. Can you imagine a smallest demon of witchcraft can actually make everything collapse in their lives? A spell, somebody making a spell against them, it will work. Where is the anointing? In them. Where was the anointing? With King Saul. He was with the anointing. And a young boy from Philistine killed him. Where were angels? They were there. There was no active presence to defend him. I pray in the name of Jesus. That will not be your portion. We pray, we speak the word in the name of Jesus. We stand over the word. His presence will not just be with you. His presence will be with you to fight for you. To give you success. Let me read one more verse. Joshua 6 verse 27.
So the Lord was with Joshua. And his fame spread throughout all the country.
What do you call that in a business? Branding. Brand equity. He's a value proposition, in another word, in the same business world. He's a value proposition. He's brand equity. The man, can you imagine that just fame takes God to be with you? You didn't hear me. Fame takes God to be with you. Listen, I'm not very old, but I've lived some good years enough. I had a friend at school. This man was so talented in football. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. The man was so what? Talented. I have never seen talent like that. I have watched Ronaldo. The man was so talented. But as I'm talking to you right now, he's in the villages. Do you understand? Some things takes God's presence. There's an anointing. Yes. The Bible says, and his fame spread all over, for God was with him. Joshua. The Bible says, God, you see, there are things which happen in our natural world today. People don't see God behind it. Can you imagine that one would actually think Joshua was just famous? But Bible reveals why. It was not a natural fame. Do you know how many battles King Saul fought? Do you know how many giants King Saul defeated? Do you understand? One day, David killed only one. Only one giant. The Bible says people began to say he is better than Saul. He has done achievements more than Saul. Can you imagine God being with you at a company? A small work, a little bit. All manage, the whole management, it says, promote this one. Even at the head office, they will know about you. The presence that works, that operates, that changes things. Your company will be known everywhere. Do you know why David was so popular? Do you know why he was so successful? Even killing that man, it was a successful mission. Do you know why? In 1 Samuel 18, verse 14, scripture says, for God was with David and he became successful.
And David behaved wisely in all his ways, and the Lord was with him.
Can you imagine? All the wisdom around him, the wisdom we see in him, everything, how he was behaving, his character, it says there was a panim.
Yes.
Panim can make you act wisely.
Amen.
The word wise there is the word shrewd. Meaning to say being able to practically create ideas with what you call storm reasoning. You didn't hear me. Storm reasoning, or known as storm thinking. Disruptive type of thinking. That's how the man was. David was not just having one solution. He had 50 solutions and he would choose one. On anything he's trying to do, this, the meaning of wise, which is written there, is a person who has got a lot of storm thinking, where you have got like 20, 20, 30, 40 solutions and you choose which one to use. Am I talking to you? And the Bible says such type of ideologies were coming because God was with him. Can you imagine where you only have got one option? If this business, if it fails, everything flops. Because you do not have the panim. I want to pray for somebody today. As God is ushering you in an environment of God's working spirit. It's time.
Amen.
You're going to see great things. For God is with you. In 2 Kings 18, verse 7, Hezekiah as well. All right? It says in 2 Kings 18, verse 7, what does the scripture say? Can you read it for me?
The Lord was with him.
That's panim.
He prospered wherever he went.
Stop there. Are you seeing all the panims and the prosperity connection?
Yes.
And then only you are broke. We have to change this.
Amen.
Prosperity, God's prosperity, not just normal prosperity. Not a prosperity for self-ambitions and self-gain, but for the name of God.
Yes.
This word prosperity, it's not for money. It's where you do something and it works. To prosper. That's the type of prosperity. So the Bible says God was with him and he prospered. He achieved his plans, his intentions. And that's what the church is lacking.
Amen.
That's what people in church are lacking. They'll be like, every door, Papa, every door is closed. But I get this. You are getting out of that comfort zone.
Yes.
There's a protocol that God is making right now.
Yes.
Can you imagine that God says, I am with you, but I will send you my son. And my son, he will be with you. And then Jesus says, when I go, I will send the Holy Ghost. He shall be with you. What is this thing of with? And when he's with you, you shall not need anyone to teach you. The Bible says that when he's with you, he shall teach you when he's with you. Do you know the comfort of knowing when you are sleeping that the Holy Ghost is by my side? I declare I will walk in the panim presence of God. His eyes will be upon me, and he will look upon me favorably. I decree and declare, as I enter this season, no sabotage in the spirit realm. My name shall be written amongst those who receive divine visitation of Panim. Declare it in the name of Jesus. So I declare it. Panim.
Panim.